It's the 95X Legal Tuesday podcast, sponsored by Stanley Law. Call Joe because Joe knows at 1-800-608-3333. Stanley, Stanley Law.
All right, so with all that said, happy Bikini Day today. Joe Stanley's here. He doesn't have a Speedo on. He doesn't have a bikini on. But he's got his coffee in his hand, and he is ready. We're going to come back with Legal Tuesday. So with that said, 421-9595. Now is the time to call in with your legal questions. You can also hit us up on Facebook with your questions.
Marty and Shannon, 95X. We'll get that on Twitter, too.
Joe Stanley and the Stanley Law Office is joining us next on the Morning Mass. Morning Mass, we are Marty and Shannon joining us in the studio. Mr. Joe Stanley, and welcome back, Joe. You spent a lot of time in here lately.
I know. I'm going to look for a contract.
You know? It felt like it was just Friday, and we do want to personally thank you. I know it was a little bit crazy on Friday. We want to personally thank you for taking the time to come in here and being, you know, a judge.
It was fun. It was fun. It was interesting food, and I did not get bribed by you at all. I did not know it was your.
Well, you didn't vote for mine.
Yes, I did.
I thought he went for the other one.
Oh, no. You were my top pick.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Joe.
If I'd known, I would have given you a one. But
that's why it was a blind taste test.
So you were shocked when you learned that was mine.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, his previous experience with morning mess cooking has been
okay, but there's
utter
a difference
disaster.
Between cooking and grilling, though.
Okay.
Isn't
well,
there, Joe?
No, there's a difference between you actually preparing it and Jay Money buying the meatballs.
Well, that's true.
That's true. Well, she tasted my macaroni salad, which I can't do salads at all. First of all, you shouldn't even eat salads.
It had tuna fish in it, and it was all separated and oily.
Yeah, it was not good. But I'll stick to the grilling from here on out. But anyway, Joe, we want to thank you for coming out. And it's an honor to be the king chef for one full year.
That's right.
I'm going to defend my title next
year. Golden spatula holder.
And isn't Farmer Scott great, though?
Yeah, and actually, how did the testicles turn out? Because I missed it.
Everybody tried them. Everyone loved them.
They didn't look bad. They didn't look bad at all. Really.
Would you have tried one?
Yeah, if you didn't know what they were, they really did look like chicken.
Yeah.
It did. And
Marty said, I didn't bite it. I licked it because I was too full. But Marty said it had like a hot dog consistency.
It felt like a hot dog, but tasted like kind of like chicken. It was weird.
With an aftertaste.
The whole thing is, it wasn't a bad taste. It was just knowing what you have in your mouth.
Well, yeah, that's like anything.
You
could eat most things as long as somebody's not telling you what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So anyway, Joe Stanley is here from the Stanley Law Office. It's Legal Tuesday, so give us a call right now, 421-9595. Any legal questions on your mind? It could be anything, too, and we've said this before. We'll say it again. Like Joe always says, it's never too early to ask a question or no questions dumb, because it's better to ask early than when things are too late. And we find that a lot, even on this show. When people call up, they're probably a little bit deeper than, you know, if they would have asked questions before. So 421-9595. You can also drop us a text, 629-9570. I know we got a couple Facebook messages for Joe.
Yep. How long does New York State have to take us to court over a petroleum cleanup? That's from Utica.
Well, you're talking about, must be the DEC. How long do they have? And that's an interesting question. Probably as long as they need to. The answer to that is there's a statute of limitations, but there's a statute of limitations that's told as long as they keep finding things. I wouldn't worry about it. I think if they're going to do it, they're going to do it within a sufficient amount of time that they aren't going to miss a statute of limitations. I think your concern is trying to figure out, are they going to sue you and try to ameliorate any claim? I mean, those are one of those things you get on and start dealing with the state right away. You do not want to be in a situation where they are suing you mm-hmm. for part of the cleanup, because if you're not controlling it, I've been involved with a little of this. If the state goes and does it and then charges you for it, it's far different than you doing it yourself and working with them and them approving it. It's like the city, you doing your own sidewalk, or they going and doing it for you and then putting it on your tax bill. You'd rather have the control yourself. So, yes, there is a statute of limitations. I would have to look it up, but I can tell you that the state isn't going to let that expire if they're going to decide to go after you.
It's the Morning Mess at 95X. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office joining us for Legal Tuesday. Joe, if people want to reach out to you at the Stanley Law Offices, what's the contact information?
Sure. It's 1-800-608-3333 is the number. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
And I'm sure that you get some interesting questions still from these listeners here.
I got them in the parking lot. I get them in the... I get great emails.
In the parking lot Friday was priceless.
Yes, that was a good one. It left me kind of speechless, but you get good ones every day. But no, actually the listeners sent great ones, and I do answer them all and try to give people information.
Absolutely. We got another question that popped up on Facebook, Shannon.
Yeah, we do. What's the statute of limitations in New York in regards to forgery? I forged my sister's names on a quick claim deed in 1989. Please don't use my name.
There's two issues there. There's the statute of limitations for forgery is probably expired. There's a bigger problem there. If you forged a signature on a quitclaim deed, that deed was no good, and there's other non-criminal problems involved with that, depending on who bought the property from you, and the deed is no good. I mean, a quitclaim deed for the listeners just means you're transferring title to the policy without certifying that it has good title. But you still have to own something. And if you sign somebody else's name and it's not theirs, then it's not really a valid deed at all. So there's all sorts of problems there besides the criminal problem.
Oops.
Because the chain of title, whoever bought that or whoever got it doesn't really have a valid quit claim deed or even a valid claim to the property, which may result in all sorts of issues for the person who did do that.
Jeez.
Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office for Legal Tuesday, 421-9595, direct line to the studio. If you have a question for Joe, now is the time to call. Gordon Wood just dropped us a text message. He was one of the contestants, by the way.
Okay.
In the first annual Morning Mess cook-off. Blah, blah, blah. Marty's the biggest wiener. Wow. Hey, thank you. Just want to throw that
in. That was very
there.
Nice of him. And by the way, for fraud, there's a fraud, the statute of limitations for civil purposes, it doesn't run until you know or should have known of the fraud. So if somebody bought that property and didn't know that the deed was no good and then found out, they could come after you. So I can't even tell you what to do about it. I hope it never comes up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just
wow.
Pray.
Yeah. Just don't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should never sign someone right. else's signature. For any legal document, period.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to equal trouble if you get caught big time.
Unless
yeah.
it's like your mom's for school.
Well, don't even do that.
Never did that. We never did
no.
that.
No.
We don't condone forgery here in the Morning Mess.
I can't still sign her name. I don't remember how it looks.
Brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices. We don't condone that.
Yeah.
629-9570, the text line. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up there. Marty and Shannon, 95X. Any more questions?
Yes. Let me see. Hang on. There's one more. What type of lawyer do you need to help with licensing issues with the NYSDOH?
That's the New York State Department of Health.
Okay.
And so there are lawyers that do that. And that is kind of specialty work if you are having a licensing issue. Because there could be multiple problems with that. If you want to give...
So like a nurse or someone renewing a license?
Well, yeah, the Department of Health would license facilities or people, depending on what it is. It could be all sorts of issues. So send me an email, joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Tell me what the actual issue is, and I can give you the names of a couple lawyers who do that work. That is very specialized work, and if you're having issues, you do need somebody who knows how that system works.
Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office, 421-9595. Once again, Joe, if people want to reach out to the Stanley Law Offices, how can they do that?
Sure. joe@stanleylawoffices.com. 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number, or you can visit our website, stanleylawoffices.com.
Because Joe knows. I just had this conversation with my wife, actually, over the weekend that we need to go see Joe, because Joe's said in the past, too, like we get some people who call up from time to time and... when someone passes away in a family or whatever, if there's no will, how it can turn into a really big mess for the entire family. So I said to my wife, I said, we need to go see Joe.
Get your
and
will
really
done.
Think about getting yeah. will done. And she's like, kind of looked at me funny. I said, trust me, we're not too young to do that, right,
well,
Joe?
Well, you know, there's issues that the, you know, if you have children, young children, and either or both of you pass away, you certainly would want to have the guidance
sure.
about who you wanted to take care of. And that's a conversation you should have for other family members if something happens.
Right, so they know.
So would you take, you know, raise my kids for me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the odds of that happening are great, but you could be on a plane, you could be in a car, and there's all sorts of things that you'd want to plan for, and especially your children. And then, of course, whatever estate you have, whether it's, you know, however it is, even if there's life insurance, it can't go to your children and somebody has to control the funds to raise them. That's on the younger end. And on the older end, as you get older and you've acquired any kind of assets, you would rather have it go the way you want versus having it be how the state says. And people do not think about it when they separate or get divorced. If they don't change their wills, or they could end up the reverse. They could end up leaving their property to people that they probably don't care for
sure,
anymore.
No, sure. Absolutely.
And so there's all sorts of things. You need to plan for both disability and for death, because it's going to happen. And if you don't, probably not going to go the way you would have wanted.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that type of stuff, and it seems like a lot of phone calls we get
yeah.
are people that are, you know, someone passed away in a family or whatnot, and they're dealing with that because you might think you're a close-knit family until something like that happens.
Well,
and then,
so
you know, money can be the root of all evil.
So if you don't like your family and you want to give them one more headache after you're dead, don't have a will.
Or actually, you may be giving them the benefit. If you don't like your family, the way the state says it, it may go to all the people that you don't like, and they may end up with it. And at the same time, they're stomping on your grave. They're spending all your money.
Yeah.
And so really, the point of having a will is that you can designate anything and everything how you want it to be upon your passing. And you don't have to have a lot to have a will. And wills don't cost a lot of money. I mean, I do it for my clients for a very, very small fee. And they're easy to do, and they are a very worthwhile thing to have.
It could be like this one guy who wrote his own obituary and then banned his family from coming to his funeral in this obituary. So he never had a will, but he just banned him in the obituary. That shows exactly how he
beautiful.
Felt about his family, isn't it?
Very loving family.
It's crazy.
Hey, if you don't love your family, you're welcome to leave everything to us, Marty and Shannon.
This is true. We'll take it.
No problem with that. You can leave it to whoever you
See?
Want.
See?
There you go. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office here. He comes in every Tuesday. I know it's kind of quiet today because it's the day after a holiday.
Everyone's
still in a coma.
Everyone's on vacation this
yes,
week,
this
too.
Yes, true. Everyone's gone. But so we'll do it again next Tuesday when Joe comes back. One more time, Joe, if people want to reach out to the Stanley Law Offices, how can they do so?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333 is their phone number. And StanleyLawOffices.com is the website. Or Joe@StanleyLawOffices.com is my email.
I mean, he can help out with anything, too. I mean, help point you in the right direction. If he can't help out, he can give you a lawyer that can, or, you know, point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
But,
Joe knows.
You know, hurt on the job, anything like that, call Joe. He can definitely help you out because Joe does know. Joe, thank you very much, man. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You take care. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office on the Morning Mass.